Sedra Vahi Bayom Ashmini Kar Moshe Aaron Vol the Zeg Shrel Vayom Aaron Kachro Egel Ben Bakr Chatzri Alach Ola Tmimi Vakrev Ne Anoy. So now there was the handoff, as it were, for Moshe Rabbeinu, who served as Kohen Gadol for all the Shemar Shemem Iluim. That started on the 23rd of Adar, and it ended on the first day of Nisan. And then Aaron and his sons, they watched. They were there the whole week during the inauguration ceremony, and they watched Moshe Rabbeinu himself do the whole ceremony. They watched him erect the Mishkan, take down the Mishkan, so that they had an internship, as it were, a practicum, in terms of learning how to do this. And not only was Aaron involved, but also his children were involved. So it says, "Vayakri Aaron Elamis Beach, Vayishchadas Egel Achatos Asheloi." There was a parchatos that Aaron brought from himself. And then you see, his sons, Aaron's sons, were an integral part of the ceremony of bringing the korbanos. And this led, unfortunately, to their downfall, as we'll see during the week, that Aaron's children, they looked at themselves as they were an integrated whole in the service of the Mishkan. This led, again, Aaron's children to do something, and we'll try to get into what that was, that led to their own demise. But the idea there was that whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us to do, that's what we have to do. We can't deviate from it. We can't change it in any way, but we have to follow what Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us in order for us to be sanctified and to do the mitzvahs properly.